Thank you. May be seated. This is just my best day. I thought you might want to know that the other two services, we had a little bit of a party up here. We had to hide all the noisemakers and hats because we didn't want you guys to get sidetracked, because you know you would have noisemakers. But you'll see some of that celebration later. Friends, Pentecost is good drama. It is great theater. You know, we have some great stories of our faith, do we not? And you probably know a lot of them. Probably the first big one is best told at home, perhaps your family's sitting around a creche or maybe watching Charlie Brown Christmas, but you hear those words, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." But not necessarily big drama. Then our other good story is best told in a garden at sunrise on Easter morning, where we hear those great words, "He is not here, he is risen." A miraculous story, but still not theater. Then there's today and the story of Pentecost. It starts in a quiet room, and there's kind of a hush. But it's a hush of fear and anticipation and wondering what is coming next. Those disciples, think about it. They had had for like the past 9 weeks an emotional up and down. They went from joy on Palm Sunday to confusion later that week, to betrayal and a trial and a crucifixion. And then Jesus returned and they got to see him again. And he said, "But now I'm going up to the Father for a little bit. Wait for me, and I've got a present for you." And so there they are, without him and waiting. Now, we, the Christian church, did not invent Pentecost. I did not learn this for a long time. But it's not really our day. It was one of three Jewish festivals. So it was celebrated 1,400 years before Jesus even lived. The three festivals start in the fall with what we call the Festival of Booths, or Sukkoth, and it celebrated the fall harvest. And they built little shelters and lived on their roofs for a while. Then, of course, the next is Passover, which celebrated Passover, or the most defining event, the ultimate event for the Jewish faith. And then 50 days after that was their Pentecost, which was a celebration of two things, really. One, it commemorated the giving of the law to Moses, the Ten Commandments. I would have them recite them now, but they need their fingers, and it gets a little confusing. And then secondly, it was agricultural, because they celebrated and were grateful for the spring harvest, and whereas they sacrificed an animal at Passover, this time they presented two loaves of fresh bread as their gratitude offering. So good Jews, and many Jews from all over the area, were already in Jerusalem for the festival, and among them, our favorite band of disciples, and those other followers who had heard Jesus and stuck with him. So now let the drama begin. From out of nowhere, a mighty wind rushes in, shakes the building. The windows rattled and the walls probably shook. And it was as if God were taking each of those disciples by the shoulders and saying, "Listen to me. Let me tell you what you have to do next." Bits and pieces of fire followed the wind and lit on each person there. And the disciples and crowds of people started pouring out of hiding. Now they're interested in what is going to come. With all their curiosity, with their personal agendas, with all their frailties and limitations, suddenly they start babbling away in other languages. The language God let them speak. And the miraculous thing was, they understood each other. So now as they're realizing We understand each other's languages. They became part of a movement that changed the course of human history. We are here today because of and part of that movement, and we call it the church. And we say it fondly, our church. I was always told as a kid, you know, when we taught that Pentecost was a church's birthday, and we still teach that in the Sunday school. These guys probably learned it that way. And I'm thinking, I never had a party quite like that, with rushing wind and tongues of fire. Pentecost is good drama, but it is not just one more story. If it were not for Pentecost, we would not be here today or any Sunday. What happened in Bethlehem and in Calvary and in a garden on Easter morning was all leading up to this almighty, incredible gift called the Holy Spirit, which would live in God's forgiven and chosen people, which would give them and still gives us today the power to live the way Jesus exemplified and asked us to continue sharing. On Pentecost, God declares, it's time. It's time to get to work and live my story. It is good drama, huh? So this is why we confirm on Pentecost, to celebrate 16 more young souls who actually and eagerly want to be part of this church. And I'll say a little bit more about that in a minute. If creation is all about the Father and the Gospels are all about the Son, then today is all about the Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit, I get it. It's a hard thing to relate to. It's a hard thing to get your head around. Jesus, he was a man. We read stories of him. We know what he did. We know he even cried and laughed. But Holy Spirit is harder. So I'm going to try to share a little bit about that. They called her the mother of all humorists, way older than you guys. Her name was Irma Bombeck. And she would say, your grandparents know what I'm talking about. Maybe your parents, I don't know. This woman was the most clever thing. She wrote books like, If Life is a Bowl of Cherries, Why Am I in the Pits? And the new one that I discovered that I need to read called Aunt Irma's Cope Book, How to Get from Monday to Friday in 12 Days. I have weeks like that. Well, she said all she ever knew about Pentecost and the Holy Spirit was because of Sunday school. Her kids would come out of Sunday school carrying this piece of construction paper. And off to the sides, they looked like they had colored red and orange and yellow, I guess, to be fire. Right smack in the middle is a big white dove. And there is glue just dripping off of it into her backseat of her car. We've been there. But then, written at the top, and she said this is because her son was a bad speller, it said, Oh, come, Holy Spit. And that's how she thinks of Pentecost. I'm really going to kind of direct my thoughts about Holy Spirit to the class. Guys, the Holy Spirit is what has been with you since you took your first breath. It's what's been with you at least since January, as you learned and laughed and questioned us. It was with all of you, even though you let Parker answer most of the questions. The Holy Spirit is what has given you the gifts and the talents that make you you. The Holy Spirit is what lifts you up and cheers you on. It encourages you when you're down, and it inspires you when you need something to fill you up. The Holy Spirit of God knows all your favorites. It knows your rough edges and your moods. It knows your favorites, your doubts, and your failings. And guess what? It loves you anyway. It's what moves in you to help you accept Jesus for yourself and live like that. The pastors and our delegates spent 3 days this week with our new bishop. What a fantastic, amazing woman. We just fell in love with her. And y'all, I think y'all remember her name, right? Bishop Latrell. Say it. Easterling, thank you. Bishop Latrell Easterling. We got to get her here to preach. It will just, you won't be the same, I'll tell you. They really do know everything. They know John and Charles Wesley. They know the meaning of the Methodist symbol. They know the Wesleyan quadrilateral. And you all are saying, what? They even know how to get the lid off the hot tub there. And they know who Edgar Beckett is, right? Edgar. But the bishop said something this week, and immediately it made me think of you guys. She said, the Holy Spirit can take little things and make great things happen. And all I could think of was that the Spirit can take your young life and your starter faith and make great things happen. I don't doubt, knowing this class, that all of you will experience and bring about great things. So today, in biblical tradition, we will lay hands on you. We will ask God for God's grace upon your life and for the Holy Spirit to grow that faith deep within you as you join the fellowship of believers. That is Pentecost. That is great drama, and that is something to celebrate. So come, Holy Spirit, to us all. Amen.